Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 44 today, verses 23 through 26. Psalm 44, 23 through 26. The scripture says, "Awake, why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly clings to the ground. Rise up, come to our help. Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love." Now, the psalmist was mistaken if he truly felt that God slept. Psalm 121 very clearly tells us, listen to verses 1 through 4, that God does not sleep. It says, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." But the psalmist says, "Awake yourself, God. Rouse yourself. Wake up." Well, like I said, if you think God sleeps, you're wrong. Now, I will admit this, it may feel like he's asleep sometimes, but he also knows we need sleep. Sometimes it feels like he's asleep, and we wonder where he is, and we struggle, but I want to, first off, encourage you with this truth. God never sleeps, but he also knows we need rest. In Psalm 127, listen to verses 1 and 2. It says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go to late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives his beloved sleep." So here's where we are so far. God never sleeps. It may feel like he's sleeping and missing out on what's going on in your life, but he doesn't. He never does. And he also knows that you need sleep. He also knows that you need rest. But where the psalmist here might have gotten something wrong in the fact that he was saying, "God, wake up, why are you sleeping?" when the Bible's very clear that God never sleeps, he did get something right. He got it right in knowing what God causes God to act on our behalf. Look again at the last verse in our section here. It says, "Rise up," verse 26 of Psalm 44, "rise up, come to our help, redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love." Folks, the psalmist was right in knowing what causes God to act on our behalf, his steadfast love. I don't have time to read you the whole section, but let me just pull out a couple of passages from Scripture. Psalm 52, verse 1, "Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The steadfast love of God endures all the day." If you were to read the whole Psalm 136, you'll see it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever." I could go on. There's 26 verses here in Psalm 136 that show us God's steadfast love endures forever. So what is our challenge for today? What does God want to encourage us with today? It's this: he doesn't sleep. Even though it may feel like he's not paying attention at times, he is. The Bible says he keeps the track of our tears and keeps them in a jar. He knows the number of hairs on our head. Folks, if you're going through a time and you're wondering if God is there and if he's awake, he is. God never slumbers nor sleeps. Not only that, he knows how tired we get sometimes, and he gives his beloved sleep. And what causes him to ultimately act on our behalf is his steadfast love. It endures forever. The Bible says that once you've been reconciled to God, he will never leave you nor forsake you. But Jim, how come I don't feel his presence? Because he's taking you through a time of testing and trying and stretching your faith. But faith does not have to have feeling. Faith believes whether you feel it or not. Faith takes what God has said in his word and believes it. And his word says that he doesn't sleep and his steadfast love endures forever. If you were to take a look later on at Romans chapter 8, you would see at the very end of the chapter that nothing will separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. So today's challenge is an encouragement to you today. God's not sleeping. He knows you need a rest, and his steadfast love for you will never leave. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.